Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Guys, Kristen's learning to play guitar. That's not really what we're talking about today, but we need to talk about it.
Did we say that already?
Say what?
In the last one, kind of. But I want to tell you more. I've got another thing to tell you. Wait a minute. Are we starting right now?
Shh. So Kristen's giving us picking tips. I don't know. What are we going to do?
Look at me. You guys, I need my medication. Where am I?
Uh-oh. Focus. Did you not take it?
No, I did. It's just wearing off.
I think we should do like a marathon of podcasts without your medication. Let's just see where it goes.
Here's what I promise. Here's what will happen. Okay. I will pick up where I left off in like the second episode, the third episode, the fourth. It will just weave. And then you'll have to put them all together and collect. It'll be like prizes at McDonald's where you want the entire like collection.
Yeah,
and like you'll be like, finally, she told us how that story ended in episode 14.
It's a choose your own adventure podcast hosted by Kristen's brain.
I pity the fool. I sometimes look at my husband and I'm like, I feel bad for you. And then sometimes I'm like, no, you could never do
just
better.
As soon as you feel bad for him, you're like, well,
he
you
says something
that.
And I'm like, you know what? You're lucky, sir.
Every time I'm like really having a rough day and I'm trying to tell my husband like, I just need you to listen because I'm just doing my best. I'm leaving it all out on the field and shit keeps happening. Mm-hmm. He will grab for a boob.
He's like, this is when I swoop in.
You're
not feeling your best because you're like, I'm going to go do something that actually puts me out in the world. But if you're feeling bad, he's like, this is when she might put out.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't a horrible thing, but the last time that it did happen was second day of school, because we're back to school, you guys. Finally, second day of school for my daughter. I kept telling her, I'm like, please don't cry in class. If it's an emergency, you break a foot, go ahead. But like, otherwise, don't just do it for attention because things aren't going the way that you want to because you're in first grade now. You got to
hold. Are you guys hearing my neighbor sawing?
I thought it was the Diet Coke.
I did too. I thought it was like fizzing. Do you see my eyeballs go in and out? I was like, focus on her. But what is that sound? Why is it nobody else reacting?
I hear it sounds like a table saw.
It's because I don't know what he's fixing, you guys.
He's fixing to get my car towed because I parked in front of his house, that motherfucker. I know what he's doing. He's probably out there sawing, you know what he's doing? He's making a boot, boot that he can
like,
put on my car.
He's like, you know what? I know those assholes are podcasting. I'm going to saw a homemade boot, put it on her car.
Yep.
And he's going to be so pissed knowing that you're going to be here so long because we're going to go to that show tonight.
Let's set him up with Dale.
No, they'd be too powerful. No, you don't put those two together. No, they're too organized. Mm. That would be a bad deal.
Are there villains that work in
tandem? But isn't it weird that we both have like, where's that? Why am I whispering? I know he can't hear me, but
no,
I am
not
so
over that saw. There's no way he can hear you.
I have to say, I feel bad because like,
maybe they were fine until we moved in next door.
Right. Like we bring out the worst in people is what you're saying?
Perhaps.
I think that might be right. Finn is constantly chucking balls over his fence and it makes him insane. And so he'll bring us like 32 different balls, like baseballs, basketballs. He's like, you guys are outside a lot. And I'm like, hey, we're just getting started, man. We're just getting started.
It's not hard
to
read
between darts, bean bags. What game are we playing? We're not good at aiming.
I can read between those lines, sir. I know we're outside all the dang time. And I'll tell you, your son's throwing balls over. My husband is really good kicker, high kicker. And he always wears those stupid, gross, like Adidas slides everywhere.
Oh, God. Dale has like four pairs that don't match.
I don't know how he keeps kicking shoes into the neighbor's yard. And it's all the right foot. That guy's got to be like, what is going on over there?
Also, like, what are you trying to say? Like, are you sending me a signal, man?
What is it that he's doing? That
like,
they keep
are you trying to Cinderella
the...
that shit? You're like leaving a glass slipper? Are you trying to date me or do you hate me? Like, what's going
on? I don't. And then yesterday I put on BTS for the kids, not realizing that they need the censored versions.
What's BTS?
It's that boy band that sings like.
Is it K-pop?
Dynamite. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They say bad words in there?
They do have some songs with bad words, which I did not know until I like played an album last night on, you know, iTunes. And it was, you know, playing from our backyard speaker. And So I like ran over to turn it off. And I was like, man, that is loud on Dale's side. Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that speaker was so loud on that side.
My phone picks up and starts playing like my music on my phone when I get in the car. And always it's like rap or like something that my kids don't need to hear the words. So They're like, Mom, what's a WAP? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
It's a whip. It's a move. It's a dance move. Moving on.
It's ways that a bill gets turned into a law.
Yeah.
You want to hear about it?
Junction.
Okay, then turn that on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So first,
where
few
do we
days
go?
Of school.
Where do we go?
Well, what I know. Let's go back
where
there.
Where do we go?
This is what
we're not going to erase that. By the way, we're going to use it all.
I know you get it. This is episode one of the Kristen's brain marathon episodes. But I told my daughter, I'm like, you're first grade now. You can't cry in class. So she had a suspicious new Band-Aid on her leg yesterday. I go, what's that Band-Aid for? She goes, okay, so teacher's reading a story, and it's my mosquito bite, and so it bled really bad. And so she put a Band-Aid on it, and then she washed her hands, and then she had time for recess. And she didn't get to finish the story because she helped me.
Is your daughter 87 and from Delaware?
This is exactly how she tells stories. And sometimes she leaves out really key parts of information, which if you were listening to that and you followed any of it, that means the teacher was reading a story to the class. My daughter purposefully rips off a scab, which we all did in the, you know, first, second, third grade, is like jutting blood evidently out
and
of her shin.
And she didn't cry.
She did not cry. She did cry about losing one of the hand sanitizers that Casey got me for my birthday. We'll get to that later because I let her bring one to school.
Oh, man.
She got one of them chewed up by the dog and the other one she lost at school. And she admitted she didn't real cry. She just went,
Eleanor, I don't know if Delilah.
She's just disrupting class. The teacher didn't even get to finish the story for the rest of the class.
Because she got the bug bite?
Yeah, she was shooting blood all over the place. She had to put a Band-Aid.
I don't know. How compelling was the story? Because I think bleeding is more compelling. If I'm simply an audience member in that classroom, if the teacher was holding court,
you know what?
No one would have even noticed her bug bite. But clearly, was she doing voices? I don't know.
She was doing voices. Delilah did tell me what the story was, and it did have a turn I didn't expect. But I still
Stephen
don't know.
King?
yeah, and all the pets came back to life. So, but we don't ever know what happened.
Oh, nightmare.
Because of her bug bite.
They're like, are they alive in my backyard or no? That's what you want. You want a cliffhanger. I think they were working in tandem. I think it was like a symbiotic relationship.
See, that's why I'm not a professional educator. But Eleanor has tons of bug bites too, right?
Oh my gosh. She doesn't just get bug bites. She's terribly allergic. And I think I am too, but I think because my body is like, we're just going to give up there. We're not even going to show that you have like any reaction anymore. You've been around the block too many times.
Yeah.
Or the mosquitoes are like, I'm drunk from one bite. Yeah. But with Eleanor, she's got these big, it starts out a bug bite, ends up about the size of a softball.
And oh my gosh.
On the backs of her legs. Like last night, she was up all night itching. And like, there's really not much you can do, but gosh, we try everything to prevent them. Like she's always wearing like knee socks in 98 degree weather. We've got every kind of spray, every kind of chemical. I know everybody's got an opinion.
No,
but
I don't care.
I don't care if you dunk and DEET. Well, if, like,
number one, there's West Nile virus in this part of California, this part of the valley specifically. Uh-huh. So we get sprayed for mosquitoes. But I think what happens is the mosquitoes die and whatever they are predators of takes over.
And it bites us?
Yeah, you get these little like gnat bites and stuff like that. Delilah has like 7 of them on her back now that she got this morning because it rained.
Yeah. I know. And then you're sending him in and you're like, I swear she's okay. She lives a great life.
I know. Will she sleep in a convertible at night? I mean, it's like, do you guys
let her out in the hammock?
I know. Yeah. Enough camping, you guys. Weird hippies.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Eleanor went to school and she told me, she's like, my teacher is very kind and very strict.
Mm.
And I could tell that she was like, I need that. Like, that's nice because we know that I need to be reeled in sometimes.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she's a very nice woman. She has 8 cats and she is not married and she is 51. And I was like, did you ask her all those questions? Like, did you just get like, how old are you? How many cats do you have? Are you single? Are you dating? What's your sign? Who are you compatible with?
Yeah.
Are you a happy, fun loving single or are you looking for?
That's right. You available? Mr. You open
or Mrs.
options.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Just let me know.
I go, Eleanor, she like just told you about herself, right? Or did you ask questions? And she's like, well, I had some questions, but I just let her talk first.
My son's teacher, he said this, which she is amazing. She's like one of those teachers that everybody at the school like loves.
Yeah.
And there's so many teachers like
and
that.
And they're like rock stars. Like,
yeah. She's so awesome. Everybody's like, she's like such a good educator, but the strict, nice thing and like helps them learn by using the arts, which is like perfect. Like
A+.
He's already super excited. But he goes, sometimes she uses a loud voice. And she said it's because of her mask. Like, well, that's me too. I just start wearing one all the time.
I actually have to say the masks have been so good for public discipline because no one knows where my voice is coming from.
Yeah.
I'm like, Finn, I will sweep your leg in public. I swear to God. He's being such a brat in public. He thinks I won't like he went into a department store with me to, I was returning something and we had to wear masks. And he like sat down on like one of the displays and was like sitting on a pile of shirts that were folded. Oh. And he fully knew what he was doing. Like, let's all be clear. This is not like he accidentally sat down with his hands folded to be a nice, he was being a brat. And so he like sat down to prove to me that it's not worth taking him to a store, which he proved and it is right, but I won't stop.
Yeah.
And I go, get up. I go, you're going to fold every last one of those shirts. But I had a mask on, so I just looked like Bane. I looked like I was like the meanest.
Oh, that's what mom should get if they really want to scare their kids, right?
Is I should. That wouldn't that be awesome if I was like, I'm Bane?
You know what I do in public often? When they're in trouble, I will like get down so I'm right in front of their face because I need them. I'll like pull my mask down so they can see my gritted teeth and my lips like really tight.
Real thin?
To go, this is your last one.
Yeah.
Because they don't take it seriously otherwise.
I would say, you think I won't take it? You think I won't handle you in public? I will handle you in front of all these good people. And I've never done it.
I know that turns your husband on if you say to him.
Dude, if I say like, how's your day? I'm like, oh, God, this is what you get when you're nice to him. This is what you get. I just need him to focus on the floorboards right
Oops,
now.
Oops, I accidentally made eye contact
oh,
with
God.
Him.
Oh, God. I just want him to finish
brought that
painting.
On myself.
I'm going to speak in a lower voice because I'm going to go on a tangent, which we know that's how I am right now because I'm lightly medicated. But when Jen came in, he's painting our, what do you call them? What do you call that? That stuff? The high boards? The corner boards?
Oh, molding. The crown molding.
He's painting our crown molding.
It's
Sorry.
Crown. The crown because it's up high.
In, oh, yeah. Okay, so he's painting our crown molding. God bless him because we needed it. All of our furniture from the dining room is stacked in our living room, which we live in by definition. So I was like, hey, how long is it going to take before this project is done? Because like I told Jen, if we go do pottery together as a family, and yes, we do. We go to Color Me Mine once in a while.
Wow.
The kids will paint an ornament or something like that.
Will you guys invite us? Because my husband would never do that.
Well, I didn't think Colin would do it either, but it's like a nice thing. It's air conditioned. You can go like get a like piece of pottery. It's kind of fun.
What if Colin and I just take
6 hours?
That sounds wonderful.
No.
Yeah.
It takes him 6 hours. I'm done in 14 minutes.
All right. You and my husband can go take in a movie.
Golf. Or,
golf. Yes. Yep.
And you guys can paint pottery. And the kids will come with me because we all know Aunt Kristen probably operates more on a third grade level than even they do. They'll be like, she understands fun. She doesn't want to stay on one game for too long. She wants to hop from activity to activity.
Yeah.
Nothing ever gets completed.
Yep.
We never really know the end game.
Yeah.
But we know there's going to be a myriad of games.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
How I roll.
And I'm going to like bring them all. I'd wear my Bane mask just and scream at everybody not to mess up their pottery because I'm paying for it and it's more
so
expensive. Yeah. It's
we
so expensive.
Do it,
I know
we
that.
Do it like once. We do it like once every blue moon, honestly, because it is – I'm like, how much are you going to charge me for this ceramic cat? And then Eleanor's like, I want to give it to a friend. And I'm like, over my dead body, you're going to write "to mom, I love you" underneath that sucker.
Absolutely.
I'm not getting
it's
this
stay
fired
in our
if
family.
You're gonna, mm-hmm. This is mine. This is an heirloom.
Yeah. I've never been, which is impossible
what?
That I've never been. The only time I've ever like been invited to go was our friend Andrea's birthday like 10
I didn't
years
think,
ago.
Well, I guess I never thought about you going because I – it's – listen to that. Listen
this
to
was,
that.
That's a little bit
gentle,
of rosé.
Gentle
the accomplice
pourings
rose.
Of accomplice rosé on
it's
our
delicious.
Podcast today. What accomplice rosé? Go to imomsohard.com for a link.
No, or accomplice wines.
Or accomplicewines.com to buy your own.
Yeah.
Is
buy,
that right?
buy the caseload.
Okay, buy.
Serve it at your restaurant
or it to
sell it at your local Costco.
We would like our kids to go to college.
Yeah, I'd sell it in Costco.
Are
could
you
we?
Kidding?
Man.
I would sell it anywhere. I've got a whole stack in my car. I'll send it, you know. Go to a kids event, sell it out of the back.
No, that's it. We just got a whole bunch of it shipped to a sidebar. And since it is the first week of school, I was like, I need to go drop off some bottles to some people. I need some favors from.
Absolutely.
You know
speaking
what I mean?
Of kids, they're coming in from school right now, 100%. There's one.
Oh.
There's two. There's three. It will 100% be loud now.
Okay.
And that's fine.
That reminds me of why I never went to Color Me Mine for Andrew's birthday. It was because it was before I had navigation on my phone. It was that long ago, whenever that was. And I went to the wrong Color Me Mine.
Oh, God.
And it took like an hour and a half for me to get to the right one in Beverly Hills. And I
know
was
exactly
like,
the one you're talking about. I think this is a parallel to my social life. If I know where all the Color Me Mines are. I'm like,
we're going there on a hot Friday night.
Yeah, you're like, you know all the cool restaurants. And I'm like, guys, there is a Color Me Mine.
Yeah.
There's a Color Me Mine 5 seconds from here that we could all go to.
Well, I'll tell you, if
let's
it weren't
jump
for this
in the car.
Pandemic, there's like three really sweet bowling alleys by our new place that I've never been to, and I can't wait.
I know. Bowling is a really fun thing to do with kids. Speaking of back to school, let me just whip
it full this around. Is our full back to school episode, obviously, everything.
I have to say this because we have been, because we are in California, and we only went back to school last quarter of a semester, and it was for only 3 hours a day, which when you drop a kid off and you only have 3 hours and you're doing drop off and pick up, what you basically have is an hour and a half. You have enough time to go to the grocery store.
You should just nap in the car.
That's what I say. Like, and now with the kids being gone from 8 to 3 for only a couple days, I've literally gotten so much done. I was like, why do I feel like I'm actually getting things accomplished? And it's because not every 15 minutes is being interrupted by something that someone else needs for me. You know what I mean?
It's bonkers. I have, like, laundry has been the bane of my existence.
Bane.
I wear my Bane mask
when
I know it.
Is that where they got that name?
Oh, probably.
Maybe. Bane of my existence. That guy's so hot. Anyway.
Is he?
Oh, filthy. Filthy hot.
Really? I'm
going to Google
him. What's
his name? Oh, what? Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
I'll tell you what's Hardy on me.
Wait a second. the guy that's a cannibal, right? Who's
no,
that?
That's... No, that's Armie Hammer.
Oh, okay.
That's Armie. I do not find Armie Hammer attractive. And maybe it's because I have a long toe and therefore I was just protecting myself. But Tom Hardy, hot flash, sidebar, okay. So hot.
Okay, let's, well, I'm going to look at his picture and we'll make him the hot flash
he's
for today.
He's so hot.
And he's Bane, right? Okay.
He's Bane.
I mean, oh, just the little thumbnail. Hello.
Also,
he works out, huh?
Oh, God. Here's the other thing.
Oh, I like it. He kind of looks like an MMA fighter or something,
huh? He's just filthy. I think he's like...
He looks like
Can we both agree on him?
Yeah, absolutely. He looks like he should be like in the Highlands of Scotland, like breaking things.
I don't know where he's from in London, but he has a filthy accent.
Oh, he's from the UK?
Yes.
And he's got that kind of look to him, huh?
I just feel like he would be like... hot mean to me, and then he would like build a credenza.
Well, I'll tell you why I never have looked him up, because I was like, oh, is he the guy that made all those t-shirts in the aughts that you wore with your juicy couture pants or what?
Ted Hardy.
Oh, okay. See?
Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy.
Is that Ted Hardy's cousin? Because
that guy's
a pharmaceutical rep, and I didn't like him the second I met him.
Oh, my God. If we had this exact same conversation before.
What?
I
promise we have.
Did we bend time and space? That's so weird. Is that, have we had it before?
No, not on a podcast.
I'm having deja vu. Am I having a stroke? Does anybody smell toast?
What you're having.
Does anybody want toast? I do, but I'm still not eating carbs.
Oh, we're drinking rosé, but we're not eating carbs. Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah. You can have a couple little vices in your life.
Yes, you should. And if Tom Hardy could be one of them, I would package that in a granola bar.
All right. Well, he's our hot flash. You're welcome, Ed.
Go back to the topic,
now,
eight,
I tell
which
you
is
what,
way less fun.
So let me ask you this. So we get so many of our kids' clothes from the Sweeney kids. They hand them on down to us. Wait, can I say it? Do you say that your last name?
Yeah.
You say,
what
okay.
the hell do you think people are?
Hensley?
I just posted a... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you Googled yourself ever? Because they use your last name and your married name.
That is none of your business, Kristen. None of your business what I do.
I'm going to Google myself after we talk about Tom Hardy. Go ahead, back to school. What are we talking about now?
Because I did not realize until day two that we were grossly unprepared for school clothes.
Yeah.
Because my kids have grown so much in the last like year and a half.
Yeah.
And I just thought we were fine until we have had two complete days of utter drama for my daughter getting dressed, because the dresses she wants to wear are covered in stain. Because we've been homebound. We've been at home.
I know.
And everything's like wrecked. So I evidently everybody had the same problem, because I went into Target and was like, I will buy anything in a 6X today.
Yep.
Nothing.
I know. There's nothing. It's all picked over.
It's all cleared. It's gone.
It's all gone because everybody is having the same experience.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. We told Finn... We're so the same, and it's exactly why like we butt heads, because it's weird because he looks like me. He has the same like habits as me. Like if I buy something that I really love, I will wear it until like somebody goes.
Till my husband makes fun of me.
Till your husband makes fun of me, or literally like there's a hole in it, or I see the newest version of the thing I like, and then I'm like, oh, mine are so gross. Like the shoes I'm currently wearing, which I've worn no less than like 300 times. And they were expensive, but I've literally worn them now so much it's like 25 cents every time I wear them. But I know, do the math on that. But Finn went to the mall with his dad, and this is why you should never send my husband shoe shopping, because my husband's like, let's get it done in three. Like try on three and then choose. And I go, I'm so particular. Your son is very particular. That's not how it works. So Finn was so burned out because he didn't like any of the shoes. Finally went to the last store, tried on a pair of Adidas tennis shoes that were expensive. And he just goes, okay. And they didn't fit and he doesn't like them. So guess what we have right now? Brand new Adidas tennis shoes that have been worn once that will go to Dashiell that have never been, like are brand new. And we've ordered him $18 shoes off of Amazon. Wears them every day. I can't figure it out.
I know. Well, we have the exact same shoe problem. Dash, like, number one, he leaves them on the ground and the dogs, like, chew on the... Number two, I have failed. He's a fairly intelligent human being who does not know how to tie his shoes. Because why?
We've been home.
And also, I feel like, why? Because there are Velcro shoes. He wears, like, all Vans slip-ons. Like, it's sort of antiquated, like, cursive writing. Like, why do we need to do this? Like, there's a lot, like, he, you know, he can probably tie a slip knot or something like that. But yeah. He cannot tie.
He can code.
Yeah,
that's going to follow us more than...
Absolutely. He can't bunny ears. So I was like, oh, man, I got to feel like you got to get a pair of tie shoes just so nobody judges me.
Yeah.
Because all the Velcro things are eaten off of shoes by our doctors. So I finally get him this pair. Because we, and every morning, it's like this big, he's going to give up on him. He's going to give up on him, and he's going to wear the same, he's going to wear Crocs every day.
Yeah. And God bless him. He'll have better feet. They'll smell better. They're not allowed at school. Our school does not allow Crocs.
No, they're not allowed. You're not allowed to have open-toe shoes, which I tell Delilah all the time. She wants to wear, like, fancy sandals and stuff.
Hilarious.
I'm like, you need to be able to run, jump, play.
Yeah.
Like, splash in puddles, not. But we're having the biggest shoe drama, like, ever. And my husband cannot take... Let me tell you why he can't take our kids too, because he doesn't know how to shop.
No, he'll buy them. He'll come back and he'll be like, I found a pair of Gucci shoes that fit him. Is that cool?
1,000%.
Is that okay?
He brought them to Costco when we were out of town, bought them both matching Adidas jumpsuits. Our family already has some. We already have that we use for our Christmas
pictures.
That
you don't ever wear.
That we don't ever wear. He bought them both matching Adidas jumpsuits.
They're really cute. They're really cute.
They're never going to wear them, Kristen.
My husband went to Costco and they had... Here's the thing. You can find cool clothes at Costco.
Sure.
Especially totally. If you like...
You can get like seven jeans to, like, and stuff there.
Yeah. If you watch TikTok, they're like, hey, these say they're like Kirkland, but they're really Lululemon. Go get them. And then they're sold out. Like everybody knows.
Yeah.
My husband went to Costco and he was like, Kristen was saying that she needs some more workout pants. I'll just throw these in the thing and get them for her. He brought them home. They were like workout pants that were supposed to look like jeans, like jeggings, with a bell bottom. I go,
wow.
I go, babe, just because I say I need them doesn't mean I need you to go get them for me. I just was saying like I was low on workout pants. God bless you. But like,
if I'm quiet, it's because I'm trying so hard to picture how those things all go together.
The bell bottoms and then the tight top, and then they had fake pockets on the butt.
It was you get a shirt that laces up, you are going to kill it at karaoke.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to get all the men over 55 who sing Willie Nelson. And by the way, I'll be a
pair that
solid
with some,
10.
Like, some espadrilles, and you are going to get laid, Kristen. You're going to get laid.
Tom Hardy will be like, well,
I'll
that's
take another
something
Colorado
I want to dabble with.
Bulldog.
Yeah.
You make that while I go outside and smoke these cools.
And I'm like circling my drink, stirring my drink with my cool pants on. I go, babe, why would I wear these?
Do you have them? Because I really...
Yeah, they're really terrible. I think I gave them to my mom. I think my mom is like, gosh, they're cute. Or my mom is like, Colin, thanks for buying me these pants.
Oh, I can't do that. It just sounded like I was barfing. Sorry about that. Sorry. Well, so anyways, back to school.
Back to back to school.
No, and also
we're happy.
My husband cannot pick out shoes for the kids because he doesn't like know what would make sense.
Yeah, you know what? He doesn't. My husband told me, hey, did you know that like nobody's really measuring shoe size anymore because manufacturers make them all different size? I go, did the person at the shoe store tell you that? Mm. And he goes, yeah. I go, do you think maybe they just didn't want to actually have to measure the shoe size? Because that's absurd. And guess what? The shoes don't fit.
Yep.
And I go, Finn, why did you tell your dad that these are the shoes you wanted? And he goes, because I was so tired of shopping. He just wanted to keep going until I was happy. And
now
I go,
that's you. Yep. That's
I go, yeah, I get what you did there. But now you're going to wear these shoes until there's holes in them.
Yeah.
You're going to wear them. Okay.
Eventually he'll like them because he'll just like, he'll give in to them.
Or we'll buy him another pair because we're those people.
We totally are too.
What are you going to do? I don't want to deal.
Many times I've said to my kids, if the dogs chew these up, you're going to wear them anyways? I don't because
we don't want to look bad.
I send my kids to school with chewed up shoes and bug bites like that. Everybody's going to call
CPS. Yeah, they're going to be like, all right, this is gone enough. And here's the thing. That teacher's like, I know exactly what's going on. She's like so smart that like we're worried that she's going to judge us. But she's so smart and has been around the block. She knows, She knows exactly what's going on. Although they're all the same.
You know, my husband actually dropped this honesty on our daughter today that I couldn't believe that he did, because she's got to bring her lunch to school. Like, yeah. Everything's new for us because she missed kindergarten.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
She did not have a real kindergarten. So this is all very new for her.
It was all on Zoom the last 10 weeks or something. Like Kristen said, couple months was at school, but it was 3 hours a day. And they weren't allowed to eat at school.
Yeah.
They couldn't have lunch there. So she's got lunch now. And it's really hard to pack a lunch for somebody that only eats pasta and goldfish.
Is it?
Well,
or is that the easiest lunch to pack ever?
She won't eat it if it's cold.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Thermos?
I got her one, but she won't eat
what
it
if
it's too
in
soggy.
One of those
she likes it al dente.
What if you put it in there with one of those back wraps that heat up when you bust it open? You put that in there, and then it'll
with
keep
an icy
the pasta
hot
warm.
Thing?
You know, one of those things that you get for cramps or on your back that's like a heating pad, but you crack that, put that in there. I'm not advising that. I'm spitballing right now. And I'm two rosés in.
Oh, well, if anybody's got any ideas, I'll obviously take them, because to this day, nobody has given me an idea that I have not tried yet. Like, I've read up on it. I've done the hidden.
I know. You try so hard. She's like you, though. You were like a real finicky eater when you were a kid.
Yeah. She can taste everything. She has a really, really good palate, which at some point in her life will serve her. But it is my mother's revenge. And that's just what it is. And so my husband said to her, because all she ate for the last 2 days at school was pretzels. We make sure she has vitamins.
She's not hungry.
No, and she does eat more than that. She eats plenty. She eats like a vegetarian, sort of. She doesn't like meats at all. She eats tons of dairy. She eats yogurt. She gets protein. She started eating avocado.
But she's not annoying.
Like she's not. No, she's not. No.
Vegetarians.
Some are. Yeah, but she likes pizza. I mean, there's other things that she eats, but none of them are
what
easy
about
to
school?
Pack in a lunch.
Is she allowed to eat school food?
That's what's going to happen, because it worked with my son.
It's
when
fun.
We were
it's entertaining for them. Finn will never eat the meals that he's served at school at home.
Exactly.
He's like, Mom, the cafeteria ladies are such good cooks.
Yeah.
They make meatballs and rice. I go, I make meatballs and rice, man. You wouldn't eat it.
Yeah,
he goes, but they make theirs. Theirs is really good. I'm like, it's frozen.
My friend is head of nutrition at our school. She makes all the food. It's all delicious. The kids eat it at school.
Yeah.
They don't eat anything at home.
My mother-in-law, Sarah, was the head of, she's a superintendent, basically, of the food and beverage part of a school. So she deals with all the hot lunches. So she dealt with she would have to do tastings of all the food that came in. And she was really particular about she's also a nutritionist, what food came in. So I really give it to those women.
Yeah.
Our cafeteria ladies that deal with our kids, they are on it. I really do think it's great for us too, because at the end of the day, it's $2 or $3 a meal and I don't have to pack a lunch, which in the end, when you didn't just go to Trader Joe's, you're throwing in a can of beans and you're just ask them to open it.
That saves you so much.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You're accidentally put a white claw in their lunch. You're oh, is it? Is that out of juice box?
Yeah.
Shit.
Darn it.
You're going to be very relaxed for art.
Well, I haven't figured out how the pay – I haven't signed us up for the pay online thing for lunch. But I think they're doing a thing again where it's all free.
Oh, yeah. There's free. And then, just find out through your school. But here's the other thing that I have found that helps kids – eat and learn food is if they see their friends trying new food.
Exactly.
And if they smell it, you've got to let kids smell food. So Finn is he's so funny. He'll get a plate of food. It'll be new. And the first thing he does is he literally puts his nose down and he sniffs it. And I think if they smell it and it's pleasing, they'll more likely try to eat it. And if they see that their friends are giving it a go, they'll give it a go.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Eleanor unzipped her lunch and was showing Delilah. Delilah would be more inclined to go this isn't my mom telling me to eat it. This is my friend that's telling me to eat it. So peer pressure in the other direction.
I think it will work, because my son started eating more foods when we started giving
Always
him hot
happens.
Lunch. We're going to make that happen. But Britt said to her today, he goes, I'm going to put good stuff in your lunch. If you don't eat it, it's on you, because I'm not going to have your teacher think I'm a bad parent. I mean, we keep having the argument where I say to her, like last night, 8 o'clock, she's hungry, and it's because she's like poo-pooed around at dinner, not done anything. And I said, okay, you can have yogurt or you can have cheese. She's like, I want pretzels. I'm like, that's all you've eaten today, basically. I mean, she had pasta. She had eggs at breakfast, but it was like she didn't eat her dinner. Didn't eat it. So, and I said, I go, you're not getting something at 8 o'clock when you're supposed to be in bed. And then she's freaking out. And so I said, you can have yogurt, you can have cheese. And it was a big meltdown. So I said, if you're hungry, you'll eat it.
If you're hungry, you'll eat it.
Yeah.
And I had there's a principle. You know how I know?
I was very high a lot in college. And you eat some really weird stuff.
You'll eat
Taco John's cheese burritos, but I would do it when I was super high.
That's like a freaking gourmet. I remember eating cheese sticks and peanut butter when I was really high once. It was all I had left, and I was like, I like
but
peanut
together
butter.
Or like
no, I dipped the cheese stick in the peanut
gross.
Butter. So gross.
Let's try that.
I was kind of gross. I was like, how high do you have to be to make bad choices? I'll tell you, food choices really, because you're not going
to
put
that's
out.
That's all you have to worry about
you're
when you're
too
high.
Unmotivated.
Yeah. Totally.
Man, we got to save this for another podcast. Okay. Is this my ADHD brain that's going like? Well, I want to talk about the first time I ever took a ripper off a bong.
Yeah, let's do that later.
Okay, that was
a
terrible.
And then
experience.
We'll talk about it later also.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, exactly. Back to school, you guys. Back to school. I have to tell you that I did shave my legs yesterday for the first time in a really long time because I was outside in natural sunlight and I was like, whoa. You know they're long when you can like grab them with your finger and like pull them?
I do know they're long when you can grab them with your finger and pull them. Okay. I'm fully familiar with that.
So
that is not my barometer.
I found like what looked like an antique razor. And I hacked away at my legs.
Was it like one of those with coming in for a shave, sir?
I know.
Someone gets behind you and does the like puts a lather on.
I didn't know if I was supposed to shave my legs with it or clean laundry with it. If it like rang out wet
like
clothes.
A washboard.
Yeah, but I try and I have like meatloaf for legs right now.
I love that you say that. But you're blonde and
oh no, these ones aren't. Not the long ones.
I love when you. It's cute. It's cute when you talk about your leg hair.
I'm going to let my chin hair grow.
Please.
For your benefit one time.
If I let mine grow, you'll be like, are you Sam Elliott? Like, are you a Texas cowboy on the range?
I am going to walk that back because when I say chin hair, I am talking about one.
One.
I'm talking about one.
But, I'm sorry. I'll see your one and I'll raise you an acre. It's like, let's go for broke. This is a podcast. What are they going to know? You know, like we won't show them.
You'll hear like,
yeah, you'll hear it on my mic.
She'll
be like,
thinking.
Is that sandpaper? No, that's Kristen's goatee making an appearance. That's my biggest fear about going on a show like Survivor, which I think I would be competitive in. But I'm like, what do I do? How do I do it? How do I use the elements to help my hair situation? I can't do that. Underarm hair, I think I'd be cool with because I'm a natural woman.
Yeah.
Chin hair, lip
that's
hair.
A natural woman for you.
I don't think I'd feel good about that.
You know what?
I don't think anybody would like.
That's going to be the next new thing. I tell you, those Kardashians let it all go and we'll all be doing it.
Oh.
You'll be like.
You know what? They are letting like the unibrow is making an appearance. That's two steps. That's just like. That's the elevator ride down to the chin.
That's right. It points down. All going to be coming
ladies,
in later.
Ladies, let's give them the real deal. But the people that are changing the trends are not there hormonally, so they can't do it. They're like, they're looking at me like, is that a thing? Yeah, wait till you're over 30.
I had something to say about chin hair, and I forgot.
Would be one. It'd be like a water park slide.
It really does.
Back to school, guys.
To school. I think
I think we should
broken this down.
I think we're going to go and we're going to do another podcast and it's probably going to be about the same subject because we didn't remember we talked about this.
Okay,
but thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about back to school.
Let's
now when we mention the kids are in school later on, you won't be surprised.
Or maybe you will be. Maybe you'll be surprised that we remembered to take them to school.
Okay, bye.
Bye.